Leader 2005 contest has had everything. Shootings, bombings, and Saddam Hussein dressing up as Britney Spears. The real Britney's been found, but British PM Tony Blair has more pressing problems. Silly arse.
Let me in, Brian! It's my room too!
What's up, Tony?
It's that bloody goat who's president of Uzbekistan. He's had Paula Abdul there with him for 2 hours.
Well, she's one of the competition judges.
I know, and she's been coaching him every day for the last week.
Well, I've never heard it called that before.
How am I going to get my rest before the personality round of the competition?
You can always bunk down with me.
And what's the last thing you ate?
Frankfurters and sauerkraut.
Let me in! Let me in, you bastard goat!
Whack my bush.
It's so cool that you want to work with disadvantaged puppies, Mr. McGarvey.
One tries one's best.
But what if I said your regime's oppressive and you're an evil mother?
I'd say I'm the leader of an African country, so who gives a shit?
It's the right answer.
Me, Condi, I don't know if I can do this pacification. I'm just bound to mix up my worms.
Don't sweat it, sugar. You're the man. Now get out there and give him hell.
Please welcome President George Bush.
He's fucked.
You said it. I'm gonna hit the tequila.
Whack my bush.
As president, I want to promote world geese. And I want to build a better worm for our children. Out of Lego.
Wow, you're such a visionary.
Ha! George is dying on his ass. I've got this competition in the bag.
I don't know. I thought Jacques Chirac's speech about wanting a berry and a string of onions for every person in the world was very convincing.
Well, you would fall for that. I suppose Kim from Korea's explanation that enriching uranium can only enrich the gene pool convinced you too.
Well, having an extra pair of chromosomes can't be a bad thing.
Shh! Here's George.
Hey, guys. How'd I do?
Great.
Yeah, brilliant.
But where are Condi and Arnie?
They hit the bar after you said you'd only cause a nuclear holocaust if you're really, really angry.
Now welcome Tony Blair, Prime Minister of Great Britain. Hey, they named a country after me. Cool.
My bush you will whack.
I want what we all want. Peace, prosperity, and my own chat show on MTV.
That's just so beautiful.
Okay, shut the fuck up. The talking's over, and now it's up to our judges. John Elway, J.K. Rowling, Paula Abdul, and Pope Benedict XVI.
Whack my bush.
And the results of World Leader 2005 are as follows. In third place, from France, Jacques Chirac!
God, I'm so nervous. I'm ready to wet myself.
Too much information, Tony.
Condi, I think I just wet myself in excitement.
That's why you're wearing diapers, George.
In second place, from Zimbabwe, Robert McGarvey.
Oh, wow. It looks like it's just between you and me, George. May the best man win.
Shut up, Blair. You're history.
Yeah, screw you, you limey loser.
But who's the winner of the World Leader 2005?
They take away a check for $1 million and the right to invade the country of their choice.
Please let it be me. Please let it be me. Please, 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 Lord.
And the World Leader 2005 is... Drumroll, please.
This is it, John. The best moment of my life.
From Uzbekistan, Brian the Goat.
Yeehaw! I've won!
George?
Yeah? Ow!
If anyone wants me, I'll be in a broom cupboard with John Elway.
What? The goat! They voted for the goat instead of me! The bastards!
Steady on, Tony. Remember, he had a cracking swimwear section.
It's a bloody fix! That poor Abdul swayed the jury!
World Leader 2005, we salute you.
So, the goat won. Will he blow his million on hay, and which country will he invade? Who cares? The point is, he's done very well for someone without opposable thumbs. But then the same could be said for George Bush. And so we bid you farewell. Until next week's...
Whack! My bush.
I've got to admit it. You're doing a mean barbecue, George. Mm.
Aye, bloody brilliant. This meat's so tender.
Hey, don't thank me. Mm. Thank Brian the goat.
He's finger-licking good.
Whack my bush.